Hello, 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 and welcome back to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, as always, Danny Gold, and with me, my co-host, Cleo.
What's hello. Happening? Not much. I got a coffee ready to go. I'm Perfect. Very happy the sun is coming out, and it's not gloomy rain like it's been so often recently.
Yeah, no, but like literally better weather here than in California right now.
Oh, really?
Yep. It is 75% humidity. And it is like 90, 80 degrees. So for you Canadians here, that's like, you know, high 30s, mid 30s. Ooh. You know?
No, yeah. Thank you.
Exactly.
Pass on that one.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Humidity is the worst kind of heat. It's so disgusting.
It's sticky. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I grew up in California. You know, the heat was dry. It wasn't sticky. It was like you go into shade, it's 10 degrees cooler. Oh, sorry, I have to keep talking. Celsius. It's 3 degrees, 5 degrees cooler. You know?
God, and, Danny.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. No, seriously, I was talking about like everything about metric makes way more sense than imperial, except feet. Feet, yeah. I think, are the only thing we should keep. Feet and inches, I think, like centimeters. Gets ridiculous when you get down to like 10.
So stupid. Yeah. Agreed. But I absolutely hate when people use freaking, or I know we had this, you literally talked about the history of it on one of our episodes and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, when people are like, oh, you want to set your oven to like 280 degrees centigrade or Celsius, whatever you prefer. And it's like, calm down, you know,
exactly.
I guess in Europe, you know, it's different and stuff, but
no, it's true. But it's like, it's like the best argument I've heard for, which my friend Frank said the other day, for a metric versus imperial, it's like, ask an American how many feet are in a mile. Nobody will be able to tell you, you know, it's like at least the kilometer, you know how far that is.
Yeah. I mean, like, do I vaguely,
come on, a thousand meters.
Okay. I don't know.
Kilometer. Yeah. Yeah. It's always, it's all in increments. Oh, 100, okay. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like an American, like what? I don't know how long a mile is in feet.
Absolutely not. Yeah, I feel like I just really have no sense of distance.
I know a mile, I think it's 1,600 meters.
Okay.
I think that's a mile.
Yeah, they're like almost, they're just so slightly off from each other. Like it's, yeah.
Or no, yeah, a mile. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 16. Yeah, right. But yeah, no, so it's in, I'm sorry, right into a metric imperial rant, which I'm pretty sure we've done plenty of times.
Yeah, I was saying you did a history of it on on one of your episodes.
I did. Yeah, that was so long ago.
Yeah. I don't remember any of it.
Half a year ago where we had a time warp. But yeah, no, that yes, you're right, I did do the history of it. You should tune in. That's on our that's on the website. All the past episodes, if you ever miss anything and you tune in late here on CGLO, it's actually on the website. You can go and listen to it.
Are they titled by what we talk about in the episode?
It is titled whatever I put, but yes, okay. I try to.
Like you feel like you can go through and be like the Flying Dutchman, ice castle, princess of Russia, and all the other random.
Yeah, I tried to keep it kind of like, you know, I've been listening to podcasts for a while. Like, you know how like podcast descriptions always have like a little, you know, a quick sentence or two of what the episode's about. That's what I try to make the titles.
Nice.
Yeah.
So professional of you.
I try. That's what people want.
Nice. Well, we're doing some American history today. Ooh. We're going to your side of the realm.
I'm excited.
So exciting. Yeah.
What do we got in store? What is it?
So it's about the blue people of Troublesome Creek, which is just, I know, like there are some, when I was younger, I had one of those, what were they called? I think they were called John's Bathroom Readers or something. And they just had a bunch of random facts that were compiled into a book. And they always had a list of places with like the craziest names. Like yeah, I always think of like in Jennifer's Body, they're in like Devil's Kettle, and there was like, yeah, you know, a lot of, there's like Hell, Arkansas, or I can't remember where it is, but
no, the American Midwest is just,
it's like crazy,
like Deadwood, Kansas, like, yeah, you know, or like, oh god, no, they literally have I'm pretty sure there's a town, like there's random towns like everywhere in the Midwest that are just like random names.
They're very entertaining. I really respect them. And I feel like, I don't know, if you're somebody that's naming a bunch of places and you're just like, oh God, just get it over with. Just name it Hell.
Exactly. But awesome. I'm excited to look forward to that. But first we got some music.
Go on. We got two songs. I did. Yes, we have Time for Yourself by Stina Carucci Velasca. They are Canadian. And then we also have East Coast Wonder, Willie Strun. Nice. They just released a new song. It's called The Way She Holds Me. It's very nice. It's very, I feel like someone went for, I mean, this is a very high compliment. It's actually sound backhanded. I feel like somebody kind of went on like a name generator and got some like very token, like, country love line.
Made a
song about it, but he has such a nice voice and it fits well. Exactly. And it's really, I really like the song. So.
But that's all it takes, right?
Enjoy. You know, yeah, exactly.
If it's catchy and I can bob my head to it, you know, what's really the
all you need?
Yep. All righty. So that's what we got, that coming up. Time for Yourself from the Scenic Route to Alaska and The Way She Holds Me by Willie Stratton, coming up right here on CGLO 1690 AM.
Take time.
All right, and we're back. That was Time for Yourself from Scenic Route to Alaska and The Way She Holds Me by Willie Stratton. So Cleo, tell me about these blue people.
Yes, okay. So the year is 1820, and there's a French orphan. His name is Martin Fugate. I hope that is how you pronounce it. And he has just landed in Troublesome Creek, which is near Hazard, in eastern Kentucky. So two just very terribly named places.
I love it.
And it's a very small, like, remote settlement. And basically he is there to start a family with his new wife, who is named Elizabeth Smith. And she is a red-haired woman who is described as being as pale as the mountain laurel that blooms every spring around the creek hollows.
Oh man. Was our husband writing that about her, or was that just
passive
observers?
Just some guy standing on the mountain. It's just like, man, yeah, that Elizabeth
loves their redheads.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she's our Ophelia of this story. But yeah, so she's pale, she has red hair. She's very, like, quote unquote normal looking.
Yeah.
But by some crazy coincidence, Fugate had married a woman who had the very same rare genetic trait that he had, which we'll get into a little bit later, but it was recessive to her, so it wasn't obvious in her skin color. She was not blue, but Fugate himself was blue. His skin was a striking indigo blue.
It's actually funny. I've actually heard about this.
Okay.
I've heard of this disease. I didn't even think about it before, but go on. Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, well, it was so crazy to me. I heard it first off of a podcast that I really like called Bananas. And it's like two comedians that do kind of a like fluff piece news stories. Like they talked about like these birds that like in Australia that like ate too many berries and then they would get drunk and like fall off of trees and all this stuff. This was one of the, I know, really funny. But this is one of the stories that they did. And it reminded me of when I was back on like Tumblr in 2015, 2016, whenever there was, I think it was a fake post that had been made by somebody about like people who could be born with like purple eyes or something.
And yeah.
Little me was like, oh my God, I want that so bad. Like, that's the coolest thing ever. So it reminded me of that a lot. But yeah, yeah, so basically they get married. They have 7 children and 4 of them had blue skin. And then cool. The other ones had like normal pale skin.
Yeah, yeah.
So the blue people, the blue fugates, primarily from this one gene pool, continue to exist until I think around 1912, when coal mining reached Kentucky, and then they sort of moved outside of Troublesome Creek and expanded and sort of spread out. But we jump to, and this is not structured well, this is kind of chaotic, but
no, it's okay. I love
it. It'll be a fun ride.
1975,
so many, many years okay. later.
Yeah.
Benjamin Benji Stacy is born, and mm-hmm. he is the great, 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 great grandson of Martin Fugate and Elizabeth Smith. But at this point, the Blue People of Kentucky were a complete memory. They're, you know, completely out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
But to the surprise of both his parents and the hospital staff, he inherits the family's distinctive blue coloring.
Yeah.
So he is born with blue skin, and he's immediately rushed to the University of Kentucky's medical center. And the baby's grandmother suggested to the doctors that he looked like the blue fugates of
Troublesome. Yeah, because they probably had thought he had blue baby syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And they were like preparing to do a transfusion.
Yeah,
and
she was exactly.
Like, huh, look like that looks similar or whatever.
Yeah.
Grandmas always know. They always exactly. They've got the family history like in their head. They're ready.
Exactly.
And so yeah.
That's so interesting.
Is called, let me see if I can say, methemoglobinemia, I think it's pronounced.
The disease.
Yeah, which causes methemoglobin levels in red blood cells to rise above 1%. And then, so it turns the skin blue, it turns the lips purple, and the blood is actually like a chocolate brown color.
Oh, wow.
And so it can be triggered by exposure to particular chemicals, but in this case, it was inherited by the product of a faulty gene.
Exactly.
And so yeah, it's a blood disorder in which an abnormal wow. amount. Yeah, it's crazy, right? It's
like, so I always crazy. Thought it was like a pigment thing. I didn't realize it was the blood changing pigment and causing like an effect. That's so interesting.
It's really interesting. Not had no idea about it.
Did this guy have glasses and like a beard when he was older?
Because I feel like I've seen get a picture. To him.
Okay. I was gonna say, because that's the guy I know.
Yes, he is a different, totally different reason for having blue skin.
Okay.
Completely different.
That's
he
was known the guy as Papa
Smurf. Yeah.
Okay, classic.
Yeah, he was like an internet sensation.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's a blood disorder. It's an abnormal amount of methemoglobin, which is a form of hemoglobin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so according to the National Institutes for Health, and hemoglobin is responsible for distributing oxygen to the body.
Yeah.
And so, you know, without the proper amount of oxygen, the heart, brain, and muscles can die. But fortunately, none of the family had any health downsides from the genetic disease. It seems like they all lived well into their 80s and 90s, so it didn't affect them in that way, which is a huge plus, obviously, for all of them.
But
with this condition, the hemoglobin is unable to carry oxygen, and it makes it difficult for unaffected hemoglobin to release oxygen effectively to the body's tissues. And so, you know, it causes the blue skin and the chocolate blood and all of those things.
But does it affect their like physical health in any way? Like, do they, or are they?
Not that it seems to any of these like members of the Fugate family.
Yeah.
They all lived like into their 80s and 90s, and none of them really had any type of issues or things like that that were abnormal for anybody that would be in their 80s and 90s or anything like that.
Yeah, for sure. That's just so crazy. I'm like thinking about like the oxygen being carried and stuff, you know, and what that effect would be. But that's so cool.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I remember when I was a kid and you like first learn that like your blood is actually blue until it like gets oxygen. Yeah, and then it turns red or whatever. So
yeah,
very interesting,
right?
What oxygen does to our body.
Absolutely. No, like literally, like it's just, I remember just like being a kid being like, yeah, my veins are blue because, you know, like showing off that knowledge, right? But yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's just the body's so fascinating. Like we're literally like machines. But before we get too far, we're going to hit you guys with an ad break. We were going to break up this talk spot, but it ran a bit long, so it's going to be, it's going to be good. But yeah, so we're going to hit you in the ad break. Don't touch that little dial. We're here on CGLO 1690 AM. You're listening to Work and Title, and we'll come back with some more Blue People of Kentucky in a little bit. So stay tuned.